In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. The House passed a $2 trillion coronavirus relief package today. Colorado Republican Representative Ken Buck was one of the few voices speaking against the bill. He says he has concerns the cost will really be $6 trillion. For Buck, the cure is worse than the problem.
While it is clearly necessary to do something to help our country fight this disease, this bill is not the answer.
But Colorado Democratic Representative Joe Neguse supports the bill. He says Congress has to step up.
As many have said, this bill is far from perfect. But let us be clear about one thing. The American people need relief now.
The measure now heads to President Trump for his approval. The COVID-19 outbreak means fewer cars on many roads. CDOT is trying to take advantage of the lull in traffic to get a head start on major projects. CPR's Natalia Navarro has more.
U.S. 36 between Lyons and Estes Park is scheduled to open more than a week earlier than planned. CDOT officials say the lighter traffic could help significantly on other major projects, like the Central 70 project and I-25 Gap project near Colorado Springs. The department is encouraging their contractors to put together more aggressive work plans in areas with provable drops in traffic. But they say it's too early to tell whether the head start will alter end dates for these big projects. A harsh winter could cancel out any days gained. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
And this is CPR News.